Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is your guy, that passport guy, with another episode of That Passport Guy. I hope everything, you know, that you've been listening to on the podcast has been very informative to you guys, and thanks to those that have been tuning in. This episode, we're going to be discussing about U.S. passport applications for children under 16. So, I'm just going to break down everything as told by the, you know, Department of State and for the, you know, passport agents across the U.S. So, I'd be gladly to tell you the information. So, U.S. passport applications for children under age 16 require both parents' consent. Important note, all minors must appear in person when applying for a passport, which means that you can't come into an appointment without the child. Doesn't matter if the child's in school or the child is home, the child has to be there. If not, they will not accept your application. So, both parents or a child's legal guardian must, 1, submit evidence of a child's U.S. citizenship, and submit evidence that they are the parents or guardian, which means that, you know, bringing in birth certificates. The birth certificate has both your names, has to have your name on it. If it's just the mother, then the mother. If it's both parents, then both parents have to be there. So, present valid personal identification. Submit a photocopy of the front and back of the identification shown, which means the ID of both parents. Whether it be a driver's license, valid, or a passport, valid, could be from any country. So, you know, some places, if you don't have a copy, they'll be glad to make copies for you. But just in case, make your own copy in case they don't have. So you have to take the oath before an authorized passport agent accepts your application. But you take the oath and then you sign. Once they finish with the oath and you say yes, then you sign. And then let the passport agent do what they gotta do in order to complete the process. So, next, if the second parent is not available to sign, the appearing parent must complete everything what I just said. Present evidence, sole custody of the child, or a notarized written consent of the other parent for the issuance of the passport, along with a photocopy of the non-appearing parent's identification. Meaning, you gotta fill out the form and have, you know, you either have to have from the court that he, you know, that you are the sole custody, or you have to fill out, give me a second. There's a form, and I just want to mention the form, which I probably did in my other, you know, my other podcast. You just bear with me for a second. So, you know, how's that weather out there? But form you're supposed to fill out, you have to have it filled and have it notarized and have the copy of the parent's information front and back. So, well, I don't have that form. I do not know. Give me a second. I should. Oh, here we go. It's the Statement of Consent form, which is the DS-3053. That's the form you need to fill out, you know, for the parent that's not appearing. And they have to have it filled out fully and in front of a notary. So, you do that and, you know, bring that with you to the appointment. So, or you have a written statement explaining why the non-applying parent consent cannot be obtained. So, you know, here's another option. If no parent is available to sign, the third party in loco parentis must, appear with a notarized written statement or affidavit from both parents or custodial parents, authorizing a third party to apply for passport. When the statement of affidavit is from only one parent, the third party must present evidence of sole custody of the authorizing parent. The law requires that all applicants must sign under oath and penalty of perjury. So, the most efficient way to apply for a child under age 16 is to present the required documents and for both parents to appear at the time of application, or if one parent can apply, for the applying parent / guardian to present the additional documents required at the time of application. So incomplete submissions will delay passport issuance. The passport fees paid at the time of application are non-refundable processing fees, meaning you will not get that money back. So just do your best to get everything that you need. So the documentations. Okay, so for children under age of 16, documentation required. Citizenship, relationship, and identification. All right, so one. Evidence of child U.S. citizenship requires one. If they're born in the U.S., need a certified U.S. birth certificate or previously fully valid U.S. passport. Born outside the U.S., you need to fill out a report of birth abroad, which is the form FS-240, a previously fully valid U.S. passport, certificate of citizenship or naturalization, which you get when you become a citizen, certification of birth abroad, form DS-1350, and other evidence of U.S. citizenship, which they don't explain. All right. So, two. Evidence of child's relationship to parents / guardians, one of the following: born in the U.S., certified U.S. birth certificate including parents' names, adoption decree including adopting parents' names, court order establishing sole custody, a court order establishing guardianship and authority to apply for passport. Born outside the U.S., you need a certified foreign birth certificate including parents' names, report of birth abroad, the form FS-240, certificate of birth abroad, form DS-1350, with parents' names, adoption decree including adoption parents' names, court order establishing sole custody, and court order establishing guardianship and authority to apply for passport. So, three, parental identification such as will be the following: valid driver's license, a valid official U.S. military ID, valid government, federal, state, local employee ID, a valid U.S. or foreign passport with recognizable photo, a certificate of naturalization or a certificate of citizenship with a recognizable photo, of course, or permanent resident alien card. So, parental permission. Both parents appear, or applying parent submits second parent's notarized form DS-3053, statement of consent, or other notarized written statement consenting to passport issuance for child, along with a photocopy of the non-appearing parent's identification, or applying parent submits primary evidence of sole authority to apply, such as one of the following: child certificate U.S. or foreign birth certificate listing only applying parent, report of birth abroad, the FS-240, or certificate of birth abroad, which is the DS-1350, listing only one parent, court order granting sole custody unless child's travel is restricted by that order, adoption decree listing only the applying parent, court order specifying permitting applying parents or guardians travel with the child, judicial declaration of incomplete of non-applying parent, death certificate of non-applying parent, or applying parent submits a written statement explaining why non-applying parent's consent cannot be obtained, or third party and local parentis appears with notarized written statement or affidavit from both parents or custodial parents authorizing the third party to apply for passport. When the notarized statement of affidavit is from only one parent, the third party must present evidence of sole custody of the authorizing parent. So there you have it. That's the breakdown of the whole U.S. passport applications for children under the age of 16. So I hope you've taken everything down, and hopefully that goes smooth for you guys. If you need more information, feel free, go to either your library or your post office and ask for more information about this matter. I'm sure they have papers where they could give to you and you could read it out yourself, or again, you could check the podcast, or for more online, you could go to travel.state.gov. Again, you want to go online for more information, go to travel.state.gov, or by calling the National Passport Information Center toll free at 1-877-487-2778. Again, it's 1-877-487-2778. So hope this episode will, bring you forward into your passport application for your child. So next week we'll be talking some more stuff about passports, if you don't know already, that I haven't spoken about. So, but on that note, this is That Passport Guy signing off, and I hope to hear from you. I hope y'all could come back and hear from me. And to those who are already listening, I appreciate the love, and I shall see y'all in a week. All right, take care. Bye.